This is a very personal episode. It actually has gotten extremely personal because there's two things that have gone wrong. Number one, Kyle Rittenhouse has been released on bail, and we need to give an update on that case of what happened at the Kenosha riots and the insane events that have transpired into one of the most infamous moments of 2020, which is saying something because 2020 is absolutely insane. And number two, there was a fake news campaign that came out to try to A, destroy my credibility and my support for Kyle because they know that I'm one of the most outspoken supporters of him, and B, to destroy a veteran-owned and veteran-operated company. And I'm going to dispel the myth about the controversy, whether you've heard it or not, between this show, Black Rifle Coffee, and Kyle Rittenhouse. All of that coming up in a lot more on this special episode of Slightly Offensive, the best worst show on Blaze TV. I'm not the only one who's confused about this situation, right? NPR said, vigilante or militia, confusion of politics shape how shooting suspect is labeled. And what shooting suspect are they talking about? None other than our good friend, Kyle Rittenhouse. They said extremism researchers, which I don't know really what that means and how Kyle is an extremist, because there's no evidence of that, say that they've watched with alarm as misinformation, sloppy labeling, and political divisions shape the public narrative about Rittenhouse. And guys, I hope that as my readers, as my viewers, as anybody who follows any of the content that I do, even the sloppy memes that I make, that you guys would be smarter than grasping on to the BS articles, information, misinformation that comes out, not only to destroy people like Kyle, but also to destroy people like myself, commentators that dispel myths about the, you know, mainstream media narrative, and to attack conservative companies. A lot of people bought into this stupidity, and I expect better. You know, I really do. I expect better of my viewers. I expect better of you guys. I really can't believe it. I can believe that the fake news media created disinformation to try to also demoralize the support for Kyle Rittenhouse, which is stronger than ever. But also, you guys should expect it. How many articles a week do we talk about get written about this show? Why would you not expect it to also come from bad faith actors on the right wing who, for some reason, jump on in cancel culture? I think it's absolutely BS, and you should too. Let's talk a little bit about this. So let's give an update on Kyle here. So let's go to the top. Kyle Rittenhouse, NPR, was released on $2 million bail, awaiting trial in Kenosha, Wisconsin. Let's read the article here. There's Kyle. I mean, look at this guy. Doesn't look like really a bad guy to me, but I'm not one to judge looks. Let's get right into the facts. Kyle Rittenhouse, a 17-year-old gunman accused of killing protesters in Kenosha, Wisconsin in August, posted $2 million bail and was released from custody on Friday. So what does this mean? Number one, many different people, including the injured man who was shot in his arm, which we'll talk about, wanted to set bail for Kyle Rittenhouse at $4 million. Why? Because the current narrative, including being pushed by the District Attorney of San Francisco, is that A, this guy, Kyle Rittenhouse, is a white supremacist who went out into Kenosha, Wisconsin during a peaceful Black Lives Matter rally and killed Black Lives Matter protesters. The only problem with that narrative is A, this was not a peaceful Black Lives Matter protest. This was one of the most violent, destructive riots I've ever went to in my life. Actually, up there with a considered probably a domestic terrorist attack. What I saw happen and transpire the nights there in Kenosha, if people really knew what happened, if you could see the breadth of the damage that was done in that city, in that state, not only would people be able to justify what happened to Kyle, but that didn't know the situation, but also you'd be surprised that the military itself didn't declare war on the people that were fighting there. But I will get into this. And also on top of that, Kyle Rittenhouse, there's no evidence that this guy is a white supremacist. There's no ties to this. He was earlier the night helping individuals who were part of the Black Lives Matter protests. I was there. I interviewed him. I got it on tape. He was helping Black Lives Matter rioters. You don't help people that you hate. Okay. First rule. So with those three things in mind, it wasn't a protest. It was a violent, destructive riot. One of the worst I've ever seen in my life, if not the worst event I've ever seen in my life. There's no evidence he's a white supremacist. And on top of that, with him helping people, he only shot white people. So if he was a white supremacist and wanted to kill Black people, either he's blind or he's stupid or both. And he doesn't come across as either to me. And this is not a defense case for him. I'm just going after the evidence here. Let's get more into this article. So Rittenhouse, whose prosecutors say had an older friend buy him a gun, faces five criminal charges for killing Joseph Rosenbaum, convicted child sex offender, keep that in mind, who used the N-word that night. I will remind you, Rosenbaum was asking the militias to shoot him and using the N-word. So he's a convicted child sex offender that used racial words. Rosenbaum, I'm not sure what that last name is. Is that Jewish? I don't know. Joseph Rosenbaum. And he was out there just causing havoc. And, you know, this is the point. There was also Anthony Huber and the wounded Gage Crosskreutz, who was not just wounded. He's Kyle Rittenhouse wrecked off his entire bicep, blew it out. It's very, very tragic that he's never going to get back his arm again. For him specifically, you should learn a lesson. Don't attack people who are armed, who are surrendering to police. It's a good rule of thumb. That's just my take on things. The argument is that they were trying to disarm what they believe to be a murderer. Well, that's the narrative, but it's clearly not truthful. From what we've seen is that not only did Kyle Rittenhouse not fire the first shot, which the New York Times verifies, but on top of that, we can also bring up the importance is that they tried to take away Kyle's gun before even Joseph Rosenbaum tried to disarm him. The first man who was shot had his liver blown up and had the pressure of the blood held down by Richie McGinnis, the Daily Caller. Now, of course, I was about 6 feet away, wasn't paying attention that much, filming on the other side of the car. It was a crazy scene. It was very chaotic. You can read and watch all those details in my last video. But getting into this, as we talk about this, the charges include those first degree homicide, which is absolutely insane. First degree reckless homicide, attempted first degree intentional homicide. None of this is true. He was turned over to his own security detail. Now it says after he was released, one of his attorneys, Lynn Wood, an amazing individual, by the way, posted a picture of Rittenhouse alongside actor Ricky Schroeder. So this is where the controversy comes in and where the left decided, well, we couldn't get him to not post bail. We didn't lock Rittenhouse up. So how can we destroy Rittenhouse? Let's do what we did in the Russia investigation and try to destroy everybody around him. And I'm gonna dispel the myths. I'm gonna tell you the truth about what happened with Black Rifle Coffee so that people who keep saying they know what they're talking about can shut up. Because I want to remind you that all of the articles, look at this. We got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. More than that, though, by the way, I'm just reading a few of them. I just put up 5 articles and tweets and texts saying everything that I said and they said. Well, guess what? Nobody asked me what I actually said. This is the first time I'm actually sharing what I think about the situation. So maybe in the news, you should read that every time somebody quoted me, they said Elijah told someone that this is what he said. Nothing said Elijah told us, which is a first indicator that maybe everybody is effing lying. Because maybe they have no idea what the hell went on. And maybe people should stop buying into the stupid culture. I don't pair with brands that I can't defend. And if I couldn't defend them, I would drop them. And I'm not dropping Black Rifle, nor am I dropping any of my other sponsors, which is why I want to tell you something very important before I get into that. I want to remind you that 2020 has been an unforeseen upheaval to all of our society, our rights. And you know that. And I understand that many people now realize not only Kyle, but a lot of people are being forced to act in their own hands, whether or not they like it or not. And that law enforcement is not always there. And that was the problem with the situation, was that law enforcement wasn't there. People need the ability to defend themselves and their family. And it's never been more important than now. And that's why I actually brought on a sponsor even for the show called the Personal Defense Network, which is now going to be sponsoring my podcast. And if you're not familiar with the Personal Defense Network, I want to let you know that what they do is they offer the world's largest collection of high-quality educational self-defense material on the internet. From firearms to self-defense, home defense training, Personal Defense Network will assist you on what you need to know. Now, what's most important about this is that they are an educational community. They don't sponsor any specific event or person or anybody. They're a company that's helping individuals to learn how to defend themselves. Because as we see in the situation with Kyle, it's tragic what happened. And, you know, there was no police and people were trying to defend their city. And it's just sad. It's getting chaotic. But what we need to understand is all in this is that the most important thing is the first line of defense in your home is going to be you, because we can't depend on the police. And that provides vital, easy to understand real world tips and tactics. The PDN team has the world's best instructors and they've been delivering life-saving information to people like you for over 15 years. And they don't just tell you what to do. They explain the whys and the hows to help you develop skills on your own. All of PDN's contributors are active educators. They know what they are talking about. They teach life-saving skills to the military personnel, law enforcement, and people like you. I have done my homework. Guys, please go to myrightsmyhome.com/offensive with the links in the description. The way it's spelled, it's myrightsmyhome.com/offensive. And the discount will automatically be applied. What is that discount? You get a premium membership for just $3 for the first full year. Guys, it's $3. It's usually $69, but you're going to get access to hundreds of videos and classes. These classes make you feel like you're right there with the trainer. Anyway, go to myrightsmyhome.com/offensive and figure out how to get the best discount today. Anyway, let's talk about this and let's get into this. So obviously there was a lot of these myths, right? I want to talk about this. Immediately people have come out and have said three things. These are the lies, and now I'm going to dispel them. Number one, people have said that basically a coffee company, Black Rifle Coffee, which is a sponsor of the show, has cut ties with my show because of my support for Kyle Rittenhouse. I'll expand on that. Number two, they also say this, I think it's here under post-millennial, that Black Rifle Coffee Company somehow disavowed Kyle Rittenhouse. That's also not true, and I'll explain that. And then number three, people are saying that we'll read it later, are going to say that I said that my support for Kyle Rittenhouse is a mistake. All of these statements are false, and I will explain them to you. Let's talk about the first article here. So this article came out about Black Rifle Coffee, which is very important. It says Utah company objects after Blaze Media reporter ties its coffee to alleged Kenosha shooter. This has actually been edited quite a few times, but let's get into this article here. So it says here that a Salt Lake City coffee company said it objected to a tweet posted by a Blaze Media reporter who tied its coffee to Kyle Rittenhouse, accused of killing two people during an August protest in Wisconsin. Elijah Schaefer, why is my name always popping up in these things? It's kind of frustrating. Tweeted a since removed photo of the 17-year-old wearing a Black Rifle coffee shirt with the caption, Kyle Rittenhouse drinks the best coffee in America. The teenager was released Friday after supporters raised his $2 million bail. So all that I did was take this photo here from Linwood, where Kyle was wearing a Black Rifle Coffee t-shirt, and I just said that he drinks the best cup of coffee in America, which Black Rifle Coffee is my favorite cup of coffee in America, and everyone knows only my opinion matters in this house. But here's what it says, is that Schaefer posted a discount code for the coffee under the post with the photo. And online, commentators questioned whether the coffee company had a sponsorship deal with Rittenhouse and accused it of supporting murder and hate. Okay, so what happened was, is that I posted a picture of Kyle Rittenhouse, i.e. this picture, retweeted it from Linwood after it had almost 17,000 retweets, because I support Kyle Rittenhouse and I also support Black Rifle Coffee. The two are not connected. People started a fake news campaign saying that Black Rifle Coffee Company had a sponsorship deal with Kyle Rittenhouse, which is stupid, but it was because the tweet that I made had my link posted under it that tied the picture to where people could buy my coffee. People got confused with my sponsorship and the picture of Kyle, and it created a disinformation on the website, caused a huge problem for PR. So I just deleted the tweet before anybody even asked me because I saw that it was causing confusion. No, my support for Kyle Rittenhouse never changed. I don't know if you guys realize, but I've dedicated a lot of my life, time, and my reputation to supporting Kyle, that I don't even need to defend myself. Not only was I there, but I've also provided evidence to the defense team, which is a lot more than a lot of people have done. So this idea that there was some, you know, mistake being made or some problem that happened, I want to bring this up. It says Schaefer posted a discount code, blah, 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 blah. The Black Rifle sponsor of Schaefer's Elijah, you know, slightly offensive podcast sent a statement Saturday morning that it is not sponsoring or supporting Rittenhouse, which is true. Right? You don't sponsor people. They don't sponsor like random people. That's just like, just clarifying. Like, that's like me being like, hey, Elijah, do you sponsor your sister? It's like, that's a stupid question. Why? I don't just sponsor people. A spokeswoman for the coffee company told Salt Lake Tribune on Saturday afternoon that the company was terminating its sponsorship was slightly offensive, but late Saturday, she said she had misunderstood. We are not fluctuating our ad spend. She said in a text message, we did have a conversation with Schaefer and he understands that his post was a mistake. So here's the point. A lot of people are saying this controversy, like, did Black Rifle Coffee sell out? Did I sell out? Now, let me tell you this. I will never sell out. I would never sell out for a cup of coffee. I would never sell out for a company. But also number two, I will never give into cancel culture or pressure to try to side with anyone, whether right wing or left wing, because I don't give a shit about what people say or how they think about the show. I'm going to do what I know is right and is morally upstanding. I'm not a part of cancel culture. I don't give into the snowflakes on the right wing who anytime anybody challenges them or they give up on them, they freak out or... You know, it's like, I don't cancel people. I don't give up on people, and especially people who are put in a bad situation. Number one, Black Rifle is not terminating their relationship with me, okay? They aren't, and I'm not with them. We weren't terminating our relationship with each other. We're not. The only problem was, is that they didn't want the confusion. We didn't want confusion happening out there. on that post. I just went, oh, I get it. People are confused about this post. I'll just take it down and remove it. It's fine. Number two, all they want to make sure people know is that they, Black Rifle Coffee, don't just sponsor random people. That was a misinformation, a fake news story that came out. It didn't stop Post Millennial from coming out and from making this article, which confused a lot of people. And some of you guys bought into it. And I'm like, I expect better of you guys, to be completely honest. Like, how do you just believe a headline? Black Rifle Coffee disavows Kyle Rittenhouse following pressure from the left. The Black Rifle Coffee Company rejected any association with a 17-year-old Kyle Rittenhouse in a statement Saturday following a tweet from Blaze Media reporter Elijah Schaefer that suggested the company had a relationship with Rittenhouse. Because they didn't disavow him. People said, you guys are sponsoring this guy. And they just said, no, we're not. How is that if they disavowed Kyle and were like, Kyle's a bad person, I would cut my relationship with the company, because I think that's stupid if they came out against him and kind of undermined what I believe as a person. They didn't do that. And Post Millennial clickbaited and just went out on the rant. And I like Post Millennial, by the way. I have a lot of good friends who work for Post Millennial. I think it's an incredible publication. But I mean, I'm sorry, but Matthew Miller here just completely misrepresented a situation for clickbait to some extent. And it says, Schaefer tweeted a now removed picture of Rittenhouse, blah, 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 blah. The picture is below. The veteran-owned coffee company released a statement Saturday addressing comments. All they said is, we do not support legal advocacy efforts. We do not sponsor, nor do we have a relationship with the 17-year-old facing charges in Kenosha, Wisconsin. We believe in the integrity of the legal justice system and support law enforcement officials. So all they said is, again, we don't get involved in legal cases like this, which is they were never involved. So it's not like they were involved, were pressured, and left. They were never involved. And they never left. They never started or never ended. Why do people bounce on this stuff and get confused? Now, I want to bring up this statement too. So that's dispelling the myth. Black Rifle Coffee never disavowed Kyle Rittenhouse, and they never supported his legal advocacy efforts, and then they also never came against them. They just weren't involved. They're a veteran-owned, veteran-operated company that supports veterans and law enforcement. They don't get involved in cases like this. That's fine. I love our veterans. And people who ran with this are snowflakes on the right wing. And I've got to call them out for running with this stuff and getting all offended. On top of that, you know, when you get into these articles, a lot of them say, you know, that I said it was a mistake. You know, Kyle Rittenhouse drinks the best cup of coffee. And then you go down here and it's like, oh, you know, that Schaefer also is also the host of Slightly Offensive Podcast, even though the company chose right here to continue its relationship with Blaze Media. There are conflicting reports or repost regarding whether or not Black Rifle Coffee Company will terminate its marketing relationship with the coffee company. No, they're not terminating their relationship with me because they don't care that I support Kyle Rittenhouse. Black Rifle is a free speech company and they understand what happens. They went to war. These guys are crazy. They're not against me for supporting Kyle. In fact, the personal views of the owners don't reflect the company. I don't even know what they think about Kyle, but they've never told me I can or can't say anything. And I would never let an advertiser tell me what I can and cannot say. Then they're not worth having on the show. I don't do this for money. I will never sell out. It's absolutely stupid. I was homeless for a year while I did the show. I lived on a friend's couch in LA. There was a time, guys, when I was doing the show, when I remember I was so ashamed because I couldn't even afford parking to get to my friend's apartment. A few dollars. I was that poor running the show. I have sacrificed my life. I have lost my family. I soured my relationship with my mom, who disagreed with what I did before she died. I messed up. I lost relationships. I lost my position at my church. I lost many different friends. My whole life's been turned upside down. And I'm sure as hell not going to turn it upside down again for a cup of coffee. Absolutely stupid accusations. And anyone who holds that, it's like, dude, do you believe these people? And that's why I want to bring up this article, Dispel This Myth, lastly here, you know, where it says, you know, where you come here and this thing, it says that I said it was a mistake. No, it's this article. Let me go to it here. You know, oh yeah. It says here that we had a conversation with Elijah and he said it was a mistake. I don't know who said that. I never said that it was a mistake. I will never apologize for my support for Kyle Rittenhouse. No matter what happens, no matter what advertisers I lose, no matter who comes in the way, I support Kyle Rittenhouse because of these reasons. Number one, I believe that what he did that night was stand up for his country. I think that he put himself in harm's way to defend people and to stand up for people who could not stand up for themselves. I believe the media and the police, they did not do a good job at protecting the city. And I think all of the militiamen are heroes who went there that night. I think that the fight against militia are the fight against American people who defend their own cities. I don't think the police are capable of defending the cities. I've seen it in Dallas. I've seen it in Kenosha. I've seen it in Philadelphia. The police do not know how to defend cities, whether their hands are tied or not. They're just law enforcement. They don't hold cities. And the National Guard is told to stand down and they don't use force. We are the first line of defense in our communities. And that's very important. And that's why I want to end with this, saying that anyone who went out to defend themselves and put themselves in harm's way to protect American property and people is a hero. Kyle's not a hero because he killed people. It's tragic that that happened. His life is forever going to be messed up. But what I saw that night was not only from that night and watching the footage and building the timelines, is that Kyle acted in self-defense, and that no American who puts herself in harm's way, who acts in self-defense, should be prosecuted. I don't come out and say Kyle is innocent, because I think that they could get him on smaller charges, like possibly operating a firearm illegally, possibly. I don't know. I mean, the laws are confusing, possibly for breaking curfew. But to the people who say Kyle shouldn't have been there that night, nobody should have been there that night. Let's be honest. And that was not a protest. It was a riot. And what Kyle did was nothing different than what you or I would do, or any American. And the misinformation and what's going out there is an attack to continue to come against not only our Second Amendment, but also against the American patriotic spirit, which is to defend the land that we call home. Guys, if you fell into the fake news, if you bought things, I think it's absolutely BS. I will end with this and saying this. Nothing happened in this situation besides the fact that fake news ran with false stories on the he said, she said what happened. In the end, people got confused by a post I made. I took it down, stopped the confusion, because obviously Kyle's very close to my heart and I only want the truth to get out there. And I'm not trying to make Black Rifle Coffee have confusion either in their marketing and what's going on. People took that, construed it to try to take down Black Rifle Coffee and myself by using fake things that I said that I never said. I never said it was a mistake. I obviously didn't want to cause a headache for anyone, but I will never back down on my support for Kyle either. I still think Black Rifle is the best cup of coffee in America. And people who are, you know, mad at Black Rifle and say this or that, and want to tear them down and destroy and disrupt a company because of fake news, well, you're just as bad as the left that you hate. And you're part of cancel culture too. I'm not. I won't be a part of that. And I'm not going to give in to the pressure to give into bullshit. I'm not going to give into it. I'm done with it. Okay. And I'm going to stick to my rights. I know what's good. And I know that Black Rifle is an amazing company. And I know this show is a good show. And I know that we're fighting for the American people. And anyone who doesn't see that, that's up to you. You can go away. And that's just a way for me to clean followers. Any other complaints people have about myself or the company, take it up with them, take it up with me. But to the fake news, F off.